Our dear kind Heavenly Father, thank you for this privilege of having this service before you. Help it to be pleasant and pleasing in your eyes. Lord, be with each one that's here. Bless them. Be with the ones that are coming late. We ask in your holy name. Amen. Amen. Wondering, Scotty, could I get you to read Matthew 1:18-25? Should have gave you a little forewarning on that, but.
Matthew 1:18-25. Thank you, sir. Matthew 1:18-21. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. She shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, he shall save his people from their sins.
Amen. And William, would you mind reading Luke 2:1-7? It's a whole story about this. The whole thing was where I titled it "The Good News Begins." It all begins with when Jesus was born.
And it happened in those days, there came out a decree from Caesar Augustus to register all the inhabited world. This first census was while Quirinius was still governing Syria. And all were going to be registered, each to his own city. And Joseph went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was out of the house of the clan of David, to be registered with Miriam, who was big with child, to whom he had become betrothed. And it happened while they were there, the days were completed for her to bear the child. And she delivered the son, the firstborn, and she wrapped him, and she laid him in the manger, because there was not a place for them in the inn.
Thank you. All right, back to you. Come all ye faithful.
Born the shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. For Christ is born of Mary and gathered all above. While mortals sleep, the angels keep their watch of wandering love. O morning stars together proclaim the whole.
Came upon a midnight clear.
Days are hastening on, I promise. Thanks now the angels sing.
All right. Joel, could you read Luke 2, 1 through 15?
8 through 15.
Okay. Yeah. 8 through 15 would be good. Glad you got a message there.
And there were shepherds living out in their fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause you great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, the Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those whom his favor rests." And when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about."
Amen. All right. Angels we have heard on high.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply echo back their joyous strains.
I'm going to change just a little bit, and you can go ahead and be seated, and we'll pick up Go Tell It on the Mountain after the message. That's when it all stopped, that he came into this world, even as a babe. He hadn't got there yet, but then as he came through there, that's where it started. Probably started clear back with Mary, when she listened to Gabriel come down and tells her this is what you're going to be. You know, that Mary and Joseph both had to listen to the angels as they brought news from heaven what they were to do and to encourage him. So that was a good deal. You know, it had to be pretty hard for both of them to accept this. And then that's where it all started. Jesus is born. The angels coming down on all the shepherds out there in the field. You know, here they are out there. And they were kind of a lowly lot and were probably pretty much arguing and bickering among each other to start with, too. And then they were afraid as the heaven opened up with the glory of the Lord. The angels came down singing, told them, don't be afraid. This is going to be good news. This is what's happened for you. And then right after they heard that, then they usually kept track of all them sheep, and there's usually the sheep of Bethlehem. There were the ones that were kept for the sacrifices. And if you go through the word there, you'll see the correlation of how all the way through the crucifixion and everything else, at the same hours that them little sheep are supposed to be sacrificed for your sins, it was the same time Christ was sacrificing for them and doing the whole thing. The curtain was being torn. And then that's when, you know, before we had the law on that, that was the old covenant. And then as Jesus went through his life after he grew up here, he brought in the new covenant that we could live under. I think it was all because God and Jesus were up there, you know, when they was thinking about it after they created us and how it was going to end. They got together and God figured out how we couldn't save ourselves because we had already messed up with that. So they had to come up with a plan. How are we going to save these people that we love? Because he loves each and every one of us. So they said, well, all right, I'm just kind of listening, trying to listen to God and Jesus talking up there, you know, in heaven, was what I would be thinking. You know, they're sitting there, well, what are we going to do? And God says, well, somebody's going to have to, that has never sinned, die for, take all this sin on them. And Jesus volunteered for that. You know, here he was, a king up there, and all the glory and everything he had, and his golden thrones. Says, yeah, I'll leave all this, and I'll come down there to earth, and I see what's going to happen. They're going to beat me with sticks. They're going to spit on me. They're going to stick thorns on me. They're going to drive nails in my hand and my feet and stick a spear in my side and all this because he loved us. So he's ready to do that and managed to come down and had the 40 days to start with that he had to be tempted by the devil to face all the temptations. I'm not sure what all he had to face, but I'm sure it was, I have a bunch of bad things I have to face, but I bet it wasn't nothing compared to what the Lord went through. No, it wasn't. So we can be thankful for that. So it was the good news that we had. And then we'll read in Luke 2:16-21. Do you have your Bible with you this morning, Ken? Amen. We'll read that, Luke 2:16-21. So they're talking about what the shepherds did after they had heard the glory of the Lord.
The Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 16-21. And the shepherds came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all of those who heard it marveled at those things which were told to them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things, and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told them. And when 8 days were completed for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb.
Amen. With that there, we'll stand up again and sing the Go Tell It on the Mountain.
Kept their watching o'er Zion. Behold, throughout the heavens, there shone a holy light. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. The shepherds feared and trembled when lo, above the earth rang out the angel's chorus that hailed our Savior's birth. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain.
The thing that astonishes me most is that how all the things came together, how that the shepherds did their job, Mary and Joseph did their job, the three kings, they all did their job, and it was all coordinated to do the things that they were led to do by the Holy Spirit or by Christ or by what they were told. And that's where we get the message, you know, that the good news, because the news, good news is the things that you're going to have to free you from this world of sin and to keep you out of hell and go to heaven. Because it will be, as we read on through this, after the crucifixion and Jesus coming, and even before that, he said that where I am the only way. If you want to get to heaven, you come through me. All men come through there. And if you believe in Jesus Christ and you yield yourself to him, that's how you get to heaven. I mean, you can even, I've got to thinking about this over the last few years, that some of the worst criminals that are in jail and stuff that have done these, what we consider just unforeseen things that you should never do, killing and raping and everything else, that those sins was all paid for by Jesus. He paid for those sins on the cross. And so now after all that, all they have to do, say, yes, Jesus, I believe you were born of a virgin, that you lived a life here without sin, that you yield yourself to the cross, that you nailed on the cross and you died for us there. You went down and you met the devil and took the keys from death and pulled out the sting of that. So death didn't have it. I can see how the death was. I was pretty shocked, you know, when they first hung him on to Christ and they pronounced him dead. Death was down there. All right, I've won. I've got him. But before he could get his icy fingers wrapped around him too much, then Jesus starts waking up again and comes down there and delivers everybody out of hell. That his people there and brought them forth. And death lost its sting. So now all we got to do is just believe in Jesus Christ and the suffering that he did for us. Repent of what we did and then just believe in Jesus Christ. All right, we got one more song to sing. Silent Night happens to be my favorite. Sharon, would you close us in prayer, please?
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your word today. Lord, we thank you that we can open our hearts to you and see that when you came, you brought a light in the darkness that we could not get out of. And Father, we just praise you and thank you for your mercy, your tender mercies, and your grace. Lord, help us to understand what that means to us individually. Thank you for being our personal God, our Lord and Savior. And I pray for each one here, Lord, that they will open up to you and just come closer and closer to you and learn of your word and learn of what path you have them to take. And Lord, we thank you for the children today. Please bless them. Bless every home that's represented here today. We give you praise, Lord, and honor and glory. And we thank you for the food that's been prepared downstairs. Thank you for the hands that prepared it. And we just give you praise today for why we honor and love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.